It's 85 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Students and researchers at Belmont University will soon be able to hold the works of Johnny Cash in their hands.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Belmont recently acquired an $8.6 million collection of Johnny Cash's personal archives and includes correspondence with fellow artists, personal notes, photographs, handwritten lyrics, and cassette tapes made by the country music legend. The material will be available for viewing by appointment in a secure reading room in the future Johnny Cash Learning Center, which is going up on Music Row as part of Belmont's Mike Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. A digital collection will be integrated into Belmont's curriculum and available online. A bill before Nashville's Metro Council could ban right turns at red lights in the city's urban center. The proposal comes in response to a series of pedestrian deaths this year, including a collision on Broadway this past weekend that killed an Australian tourist and injured three more people. The Tennessean reports the bill would allow the Nashville Department of Transportation to decide which intersections in the Urban Services District should continue to allow right turns on red, but only after conducting a safety study showing that it wouldn't endanger pedestrians or cyclists. A woman from Fayette County will be serving 1 year and 4 months in federal prison after claiming to be a U.S. Marine combat veteran entitled to VA benefits. Amanda Kate Walker Bass was sentenced to wire fraud and committing what is known as stolen valor, lying about serving in the military to get respect. In 2021, Bass posed as a Marine veteran who was the lone survivor of an enemy ambush in Afghanistan that left her seriously wounded. She started a GoFundMe page to receive donations, solicit free labor, and garner media attention. She was the focus of an article in the Daily Memphian titled "Disabled, Legally Blind Veteran, Now Dealer of Luxury Goods." She's also required to serve 3 years of supervised release. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.